Banks, and welcome to the free downloadable mixtape series, The Remedy Project, The Arts of Healing. You are currently listening to Remedy Project Mixtape Volume 2. This series is a musical collaboration between local jazz musicians, healthcare workers, and medical professionals working together to create and interpret classic as well as new and original music. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project. In 2002, I had an experience that gave me a greater respect for our medical community and inspired me to search for ways to thank them. I had a medical procedure to remove a herniated gastrointestinal tumor. The experience changed my life. This mixtape acknowledges the critical role our medical professionals and healthcare workers play in our regional health and examines their impact on our personal lives. We begin our musical journey with the voices of some of our participants.
My name is Beth Arnold Gilbert. I am a physician assistant and I specialize in oncology at the University of Pennsylvania's Abramson Cancer Center. And my remedy for a healthy and happy life? There's so many things. Laughing, staying connected with my loved ones and friends, helping others. A daily dose of puppy videos never hurts. Getting on a good sweat in all kinds of ways. And creating music alone and with my bandmates. And my band Carmelata is just, they're tops on my list. So those are my remedies.
My name is Mark Margulies. I am an optometrist. I help people see clearly, and I take care of their eye health needs. So I believe a proper balance is crucial for a healthy life. You can't have all work and no play. You got to try to maintain a balance of work, play, healthy eating, healthy living, relationships, and of course music.
My name is Barbara Montgomery. I am a integrative and holistic practitioner, and I have found in working with people and people of all ages that they have gotten disconnected from themselves and from their world, from their environment. They see themselves as separate and alone and disconnected. And so there's a great suffering of spirit. There's a great loneliness. There's a great despair. So when it comes to some kind of a condition that arises that creates an imbalance in the system, instead of looking within to say, okay, I'm going to work with myself to create health, they look somewhere else and think somebody else is going to fix them. And they give up their power. And they give up their spirit. They're looking for... For me, I always tell my patients, we're co-creating health. We're going to do this together. It's not me telling you what to do. It's we're going to discover what it is, what's the imbalance, and then we're going to work together to co-create health and give them back the power to heal themselves as I guide them along the path.
His heart is weak, but his spirit is strong. body just carries on. And it's a long, such a long way back home, yeah. Back home, yeah.
Listen, it's important for you to know that your voice matters. Holistically, your well-being matters. Restless nights, gunfire and aching hands, writing holy kites that don't catch wind cause they don't rewrite. Left or forsaken, faith shaking, prayer don't equate to the money we making or baking. Fast breaking, felt rituals, residuals while the earth is rotating. My imagination, only thing that escapes when time seems too hard. My mother married Jesus, my quick fix is a medical card. The irony is what heals us is the same thing that left my cousin barred. He found Master Far, lost to my family, the womb, extending my legacy from the same room. So when I leave, I still breathe. Through my sons and daughters, emerging from the tomb, emerging from the tomb, emerging from the tomb. It's a stigma place when your whole life you've had to be responsible. No room for error, I concur that all things are possible. When determination is manifested, one-way streets, row homes, cameras on poles, no respite for the weak. Okay. Work 7 days, too many morals for crime to pay. The spirit speak, but I'm not schizophrenic. Hold on to this picture of my gramps who pass as a relic. Cautious in suits, ties, white coats, prescriptions in the industry that sells it. I get it, that without me there's no you. I'm probably a topic of discussion with your family over supper, misconstrued. I'm just being new. Think there's another black man whose father he never knew. Never knew. There's nothing new under the sun. like you, I've experienced some of the same things. I heard a yogi say that when you smile, it makes the heart sing. Today is the greatest day that you've ever lived. It's a culmination of all you've seen in the sum of what you did. I appreciate your courage to be vulnerable. The definition that defines a man leaves most gullible, and we're all susceptible to our environments and conditioning. But I challenge you to reach deep within. Seems you've been mistaken. The power you have is a liability, but your strength is gonna help you to win. Help you to win. Help you to win. Let's begin with claiming that the most relevant time is now. I appreciate your trust for willing to let me show you how. So I want you to forgive yourself first to break the generational curse. Cause when you arrive, you are already immersed in another person's reality and forced to swim. But you still survive while the odds were slim. Adopted a hard shell like Ben Grimm and stretched like Dal Sim. We don't choose a kin but can relate or create the family we choose to surround ourselves in. So let self-love be your medicine to combat storms of depression, and recognize that you are more when feeling less than. Look to those who have less instead of those who perceive more. To break unhealthy cycles in your legacy, it's apparent that you're here for an accomplished mission. Later for submission, the sum of all your ancestors in an updated rendition. That means joys, pains, gains, and enlightenment. I advise you to create a contract to yourself that we're signing it. Signing it. Yeah, which will assist you in affirming your power, being reminded with your own signature. Indra applied. When the unevolved portion of your mind deems you a failure, you're greater, much greater. So wait, no pills or scripts, side effects or bad trips. You're the first to take the time to talk to me and dispel the myths. Feeling empowered and less devoured by the things I can't change. Today I affirm my power over things in my reality reigns. Salute to the social workers, therapists, healthy air hustlers, educators, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, artists, and doctors who utilize their platform to heal with the remedy. The remedy. The remedy.
Welcome back to Remedy Project Mixtape Volume 2. You've just heard The Client and Practitioner Dichotomy by poet and health and wellness educator Kareem Idris, featuring Kempedro Rodriguez, drums, as well as Remedy Project co-producers Victor North, tenor sax, and Tony TNT Jones, bass. If that tune sounded familiar, it was based on the Joe Henderson classic, Black Narcissus. Starting off that set was a Tony TNT Jones original composition entitled Back Home, featuring the voice of Zeta Jackson. She's accompanied by Jones on bass, along with Mark Margulies on guitar, Adam Falk piano, and Kempedro Rodriguez drums. And now we continue with more insights from our participants.
My name is Beth Arnold Gilbert. I am a physician assistant and I specialize in oncology at the University of Pennsylvania's Abramson Cancer Center. Working on this project was a bit scary, a lot of unknowns, but I love the concept of expressing the patient experience from the view of music-minded professionals. I mean, creating music and singing is the other part of what I do, so even though I really didn't have a clear understanding of the entire project, I thought the opportunity to create songs like this with professional musicians was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I just knew that whatever the end result would be, that it was going to be something unique and special.
My name is James Solomon. I work for the Social Security Administration. I was a claims representative for 20 years. As a claims representative, I took a lot of disability claims. I interviewed people an average of 4 to 6 hours a day, and essentially I got their stories as to how they became disabled and how that affected them with respect to gainful employment. Music is, to a large degree, a healing type of force. I have a joke. I have a running joke with a guy that, with one of my drummers, when we talked about, like, a long time ago, we were in a rehearsal, and everybody came in with a cold. And after rehearsal, everybody left, and they felt well based on the music. So when this idea came up, it was like a flash, you know, it was like a flashback to that whole idea about music and being engaged in that type of communicative process that moves you towards healing. I said, oh, yeah, I definitely want to participate in something like that, you know.
My name is Carol Moog. I'm a psychologist. When you play music with others and there's a note, say, that is an erroneous note, everyone works to integrate that note and make it fit so that it continues to be a community of communication with the music.
That's right.
Doesn't really happen in everyday conversation, where an erroneous comment, word, inflection kind of is not integrated into that, but kind of stops the communication. But it does not happen in music, where people are really listening and really wanting to create the whole.
My name is Barbara Montgomery. I am a integrative and holistic practitioner. When I got the notice about the Remedy Project from Philadelphia Jazz Project and from Homer, it got me at the word remedy. That's all I needed to hear. It was the Remedy Project. It and understanding for me what a remedy is, what a healing is, and we're also in need of healing. Everybody in every way, on every level, I don't care what it is, we have so much healing that we have to be kinder to ourselves, to be kinder to others. And music is such a brilliant vehicle for that, because we get so caught in our thoughts all the time that we create more disease just by our thoughts on so many levels. And music cuts straight through it. It goes to that other part of the brain. It goes to that non-cognitive side. It goes to right to the heart, right to the cells of the body. It heals every single cell of your body with no thoughts. So when I saw that, I just, you know, I'm in. Raise my hand. I'm in.
Thank you.
This is the Remedy Project Mixtape, Volume 2. You've just heard an instrumental version of the classic Billy Strayhorn composition, Blood Count. This song was Strayhorn's last work, completed on his hospital bed in 1967. This beautiful and haunting version was performed by the Sound Mind Ensemble, featuring Nick Lombardelli, trombone, Stan Slaughter, trumpet and flute, the legendary Odine Pope and Victor North, tenor saxophones, and Josh Lee, baritone sax. The tune was skillfully arranged and conducted by composer, arranger, bassist, and mental health mobile emergency team member, Keith DeStefano. We continue with thoughts from our participants.
My name is Earth Beauty Wanda Farmer. I am a security officer at Thomas Jefferson University. What inspires me is the students at Jefferson, even the staff, how they work so hard to achieve what they need to achieve. And I see them go through from the beginning to the end, the ups and downs. You know, I know when those want to be bothered or when they, you know, I mainly focus on behavior of and you know, just saying hello means a lot.
My name is Carol Moog. I'm a psychologist. Thinking about what my remedy is for a healthy life makes me curious about remedy in that context. I don't think of my life as something that needs a remedy. I encounter problems and challenges, and sometimes that's tough for me because it makes me anxious about whether I'm going to be so-called successful. But I find that the remedy is accepting that, okay, just like other people, I have some problems. And that in itself becomes a remedy because it's not framing a normal occurrence as a problem that for which there needs to be a remedy. The remedy is, okay, this is part of me, what are my resources?
My name is Russ Klink. I work for the University of Pennsylvania Hospital in a referral testing department. So I handle laboratory tests for people with rare illnesses that we need to find a specialized laboratory to test the patients for. I loved working on the Remedy Project. It was a great experience for me, and I got the opportunity to put some music out there, particularly one of my own original works. I decided to participate in the Remedy Project because a friend of mine brought it to my attention who attends the Philadelphia Jazz Project concerts rather regularly and brought this project to my attention, and I thought it would be interesting. Rarely do you get to work with a group of people that team together like that. I was much impressed with that.
Hesitated, panicked. Pressure rules her speech. Rapid fire and questions. Will she let you speak? Like every normal mother, she's fearing for her child. Treat the wound, hold your tongue. You know that others wait. Move on and clear your slate. Assaulted with defiance, can you penetrate? A force in him relentless. Let it win and watch his fate. A child of 12, he needs you to lead him from this hell. Alone and scared and battered, you face this enemy. You push, you can't be weak. Thank you. abandoned and distraught, distracted by her grief. The illness came and brought her loss, life's companion gone. A fatal force exerted, not a time to judge or preach. Breathe deep, compose, then listen. Right now she needs a friend. You must help her mend. Climb the stairs to a cluttered desk. Voicemail lights a goal. Calls from Salt Lake, Boston, Denver. Later, San Antonio. Every number tells a story. A family of home. They come from far. They bring their hopes. Their faces you don't see. They seek a remedy.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Remedy Project Mixtape Volume 2. You just heard You're My Remedy by Night Flute, a group of University of Pennsylvania medical and graduate students. Night Flute is Joseph Park, lead vocals, Peter Schwab, bass, guitar, and vocals, Dan Gratcht, guitar, John Peterson, trumpet, David Kirsten, alto saxophone, and Jake Seidman, drums. They are joined by guest soloist, Remedy Project co-producer, Victor North, on tenor sax. Before that was the tune, Sketches, written and performed by medical researcher, Russell Klink, with guest trumpeter, Vince Tampio. They were accompanied by Project co-producer, Tony TNT Jones, bass, Mark Morgulis, guitar, as well as Kim Pedro Rodriguez, drums. I'm Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project. I want to thank you for listening to the Remedy Project Mixtape Series, a musical collaboration between local jazz musicians, healthcare workers, and medical professionals. The Remedy Project Mixtape Series was recorded and edited at Spice House Sound Studios. It was mastered at Lynn Asa Studios. This mixtape is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and funded by the Philadelphia Foundation. The executive producer of this mixtape series, Homer Jackson. Co-producers, Tony TNT Jones, Victor North, and James Solomon. Graphic designer, Lynn Washington. Promotions, Stephanie Seipel. Special thanks to all of the participating artists, healthcare workers, and medical professionals. To our collaborators at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital and the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. To Alex Santilli and Eric Bogatz of Spice House Sound. And finally, to Julia Lopez and Melissa Tally Palmer, who helped make this possible. For more information about this mixtape series, visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. That's P-H-I-L-A jazzproject.org.